Get your Bible and open it up today to the book of Colossians chapter 1. Which book? Colossians chapter 1, verse 19. Let's look at verse 19. Hallelujah. Amen. Brother T told you earlier, we appreciate everybody that was able to attend with us at Love Christian Center this past week. But notice verse 19. It says, it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. Notice, it pleased God to have to let all of God, the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost dwell in a body of a man. And the man's name is Jesus. So it pleased God to let all his Godhead dwell in a man. Anybody in the house? So, verse 20 said, and having made peace through the blood of his cross by himself. How many help him? How did he do it? By himself. To do what? To reconcile all things unto himself. By him I say, whether they be things where? In earth or where? We're still going to be talking about restoration, okay? It pleased God for... He said in Second Corinthians again, I want to read it. And it says, it was God who? It pleased God. God pleased himself. It was God personally present in Christ, doing what? Reconciling, restoring the world to favor unto himself. Restoration. So what did this restoration mean? We've been talking about it. It means that everything that man ever done, everything that Satan done in Adam was completely cancellated. He canceled it out. And he committed unto us this word, reconciliation. What was the purpose? Go tell the world everything I started, everything I did, in the beginning of creation, man's position, who he was, what I made him, has been restored. All right. Come on. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That I would come down in the cool of the day. Adam and I would talk. There was nothing between us. Adam was in a garden that had everything. Adam didn't have to do anything. He was in a garden where there was life to the full. He wasn't concerned about his health. He wasn't concerned about his protection. Adam just lived. Anybody in the house? So, but Adam did something that caused every one of us pain. But the biggest thing, every one of us was separated from God. And every one of us has suffered things because of what Adam did. Amen. But the second Adam, which is called the last Adam, which pleased God that all the fullness should dwell, came and restored to us everything. So that's what I want to talk about today. Everything. Hallelujah. And the enemy, are y'all in the house? Just like when they signed the proclamation in many, many years ago. And it stated in that declaration that was signed by President Lincoln, to practice slavery is wrong. All men are free. Then we have a statement in our country that all men are what? Created equal with liberty and what? Justice for all, right? But signing that declaration in our country that is a free country, slavery practice continued just like nothing been signed. Men still even today to some they try to disguise it, but still practice. I'm taking you somewhere. That slavery is not right. And people were treated unfairly in their daily dealing. Hello? And as many of the places, it continued like nothing had happened. To somebody like Rosa Parks and others that refused to do what? You know, she took a seat at the front of the bus. And they told her, you go back to the back. But as long as Rosa was getting on the bus and going to the back, wasn't nothing said. Yeah. I'm taking y'all somewhere, okay? And but one day she decided, I ain't going to the back today. I am not going to the back of the bus. This seat is open. Our country said with liberty and justice for all. All men are created equal. I'm not going to the back of the bus today. Amen. And when she decided to do it, what happened? She received some opposition. Am I right? Well, you know the story, but I brought that up so we could talk about our restoration. Amen.